previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has sacked the entire board of the Road Accident Fund. The RAF is already under investigation by the SIU and Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts. Its CEO, Collins Letsoalo, was suspended last month. There have been a string of allegations of corruption and poor governance aimed at the RAF for several years, and whistleblowers have added to the chorus. Creasy's statement says that among the reasons for the board's dissolution was its reckless handling of Letsoalo's suspension, its protracted litigation against the Auditor-General on the application of accounting standards, and the occurrence of frequent default judgments against it. I'd be tempted to comment, what took you so long? From the country's mining sector, an unexpected improvement in the numbers for May. Mining production in the month edged up 0.2% year-on-year, with iron ore leading the way. We had been expecting a decline. Over the 3 months to end May, output increased 2.6%. Iron ore's output was up 12.5%. That's in contrast to manganese down 13% and coal down 4.6%. Reserve Bank Governor Sergio Hanyajo says dollar depreciation due to U.S. tariffs and deflation in China are clouding the local inflation outlook. Interviewed by Bloomberg, Hanyajo said that tariffs would impact economic activity and could lead to inflation. He added that if other countries retaliated against the U.S., there might be a general rise in prices globally. Economic relationships are moving in directions we are not used to, and that, he said, adds to the uncertainty. His comments come ahead of the next Monetary Policy Committee meeting at the end of this month. Economists are divided on whether we'll get an interest rate cut or not. On the markets, there's still much confusion as to what Trump and Washington will do next. The JSE closed last evening up 0.25% or so. That's both the all-share and the top 40. London's FTSE closed down 0.7%. New York was mixed. The Dow was down a full 1%. The S&P 500 down 0.4%, but the Nasdaq ended up 0.2%. Tokyo this morning just beneath flat. Hong Kong up 0.4%. Sydney down 0.7%. The US dollar has firmed to 1.16 against the euro. The rand is unchanged against the dollar, 17.89, slightly firmer against the euro, 20.77, and sterling, 23.95. Gold at 3,334, platinum, 1,381, Bitcoin just under 117,400, Brent crude oil just under $69 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.